Well, why don't you introduce yourself for me first, Adrian?
Yes, my name is Adrian Figueroa. I'm a director of Foro País in Argentina.
Okay, well, first of all, tell us, what is Foro País?
Foro País is a new organization in this country that promote all the agro industry of soy in Argentina, and we are working in the matter of food security matters.
Now, you talked about how important soybean production is to Argentina. Tell us about that.
Yeah, exactly. No, the soybean production in Argentina during the last 10 years, it's permit to this country to be the first one in the world, the first exporter in biodiesel, the first exporter in soybean oil, and the first exporter in global market in meal.
And biodiesel also, you said you're a great, good market for biodiesel.
Yes, exactly. It was successful. The biodiesel from Argentina in the world, because not just because the demand from the Euro, from the community of European community, relevant factors of the in Argentina could provide to the biodiesel Argentino. A very good price, final prices, mm-hmm. to be very competitive, mm-hmm. and efficient, mm-hmm. in terms of business.
Now, you also have a huge daily processing capacity in the country.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. During the last 10 years, we invest more than $2,500 million in the sector. In biodiesel, we invest more than $700 million. We are launching new plants, and the mega complex that we have in the sectors are superior in the scalable structure if you compare with the plants from Estados Unidos, Brazil, Europe. We have huge plants that can produce per day almost 20,000 tons of production, no? Per day.
And when you talked about efficiency, you talked about how
20,000 tons.
And you talked about how close the production area is to the industry.
Exactly. There are many factors relevant to that made the industry very efficient and competitive. That is because all the land, the arable lands, it is close to the industry sector. So in terms of logistics, in terms of transportation, and the cost of that is so low. And the capacity of the process, the crushing that we have, it gives to the business low cost for that processing too. So, and at the same time, you can see in your visit why in Argentina is very efficient the sector, because it's very close, the lands, the arable lands, the industry, and the port where all the products leave goes to the world, to the more than 100 countries in the world. These products, no? You see there the river Paraná, is the third largest river in the world, is the second one in the region. From here, you see the big ships that leaving from the industry, directly from the industry to the world. And at the same time, not more than 400 kilometers or 500 kilometers, you have the arable lands, that with the transportation by train or by trucks every day, you receive directly in the industry. So the train come exactly and directly way to the industry inside the plant. And that's very strategic for the cost of the industry in international terms, no? In mm-hmm. comparative ways.
Well, how many countries do you export your soy products to?
The soy products we export to almost 100 countries in the world.
And
100
different
countries in the world. In soybean meal, we export to 34 number of countries. In soybean oil, we export around 36 countries in the world. And in biodiesel, the others too, you know.
And biodiesel is primarily the Europe.
Exactly, Europe. Exactly, Europe, exactly.
And what do you see as growth?
When you're talking about biodiesel, mm-hmm. let me explain you that during the last years, you know about the situation with the community, European community, with the biodiesel from Argentina, and you could comprove in your visit now where was the relevant factors that give the competitive prices to the biodiesel Argentina. It's not because the governmental regulations that give subsidies to the sector. It's not that. It is because you have here the high technology, you have here the mega complex plants that can produce higher level than in the other part of the world. In one day, more than 20,000 tons per day. So that gives us a difference in the business, no? When you compare with other plants. In just one comment, if you are thinking about amount of plants, Argentina have lower amount of plants if you compare with the other countries like United States, Brazil, or China. But in terms of productivity, Argentina is the first one. The high capacity that it has for crushing the product that they receive. And in other matters, this is a country that produces per year 50 million tons of soy per year. So we have the production so close, the primary production. We receive in our industry. We have a scale structure and the enough transportation. And then we have a huge river where the big Panamax or other ships can live to all the world.
Well, I guess I got to get on the bus. So thank you very much. Appreciate it.